It's not like any other podcast. Coming to you straight from the heartland, where investing is told like it is. It's time for Darren Garman's Paranoid Banker Podcast. Hold on, because here comes the next episode of the Paranoid Banker Podcast.
Okay, so like I've said, over the last couple of weeks, I have received more inquiries about how to put together a real estate fund, how I can create my own real estate fund, give me those reasons why I should be thinking about it again. And so a couple of things here that we should talk about, because this is going to be probably, if not the best, one of the best times in the next 6 to 18 months to buy investment real estate. And we'll go over why that's going to be here in just a little bit. But let's get back to the fund situation, okay? Why am I getting so many inquiries over the last couple weeks, especially compared to the amount of inquiries I've had to help people over the last year? Well, it's mainly because of this right here, all right? It's simple. It's very simple. It's opportunity. It's opportunity. All right, because here's the deal, and this is no BS. The majority of people right now, while this virus is going on, are scared, they're indecisive, and so their reaction is going to be to pull back and just wait and see what happens. Let's just wait and see. Let's just wait a month, 3 months. Let's just kind of wait and see what happens before we do anything. All right? Makes sense. I don't blame anybody for doing that. There's no wrong answer here. But there are people now that understand that times like this create opportunity. Right there. Times like this create big opportunity. And the biggest gains for many real estate owners, even if they haven't owned real estate before, okay, they're just getting into it, or when they just got into it at the time, have been during times like this. Because opportunity will present itself. And I can tell you, as a fact, opportunity is going to be presenting itself. In this case, you know, the old saying, timing is everything. Well, timing is everything. All right, so why are they considering doing this? Why am I getting the kinds of responses, the kinds of questions about this, especially in the amount over the last few weeks, compared to what I've had over the last year, okay? Well, let's kind of get the first obvious thing off the table. First of all, I am one of the best at this, all right? I can probably say I am the best, but that may sound a little too much like my ego's talking, so I won't go that far. But look, I've been doing this now going on 30 years, and most of what I've been doing has been around and evolves around creating real estate partnerships and real estate funds. That's what I basically do. And arguably, there's no one better. So when people get the idea that, hey, you know, I kind of see what's coming, I see where things are going, I'm already, in some cases, I've had guys tell me, I think I've got a couple of foreclosures maybe even coming up here pretty soon. I'm the one that's going to be contacted. So as a result, and kind of what I'm seeing is, I have I haven't cleared my calendar. I can't do that. That's impossible. But I have purposely, over the next few months, taken dates and days that I usually spend doing other things. I've already got scheduled. We're going to be doing this. And I'm going to be working with and helping investors create their own real estate partnerships or their real estate funds in order to take advantage of the real estate opportunities that are coming. And again, they're coming. They're coming. And this is not going to be for a lot of people. Okay? So here's what I mean. Very small percentage of people have contacted me. Okay? So just to give you an idea, my email list, my mailing list, people that I've had contact with consistently is in the tens of thousands. I mean, I've had just 100 or so. So, I mean, the numbers of people that are contacting me are very, very small compared to the number of people that, you know, I communicate with. Well, that's going to be the case. This is not for everybody. It's only for those few that see what I see and understand, you know, hey man, now's the time to get this going. Now's the time to really, really ramp this up. Okay, so that's number one. Number two, or really on my sheet here, number four, the really cool thing about this is you don't need to have experience to do this. Because here's what I run into, or what I used to run into, I still run into it once in a while. A lot of people think, well, gee, Darren, in order for me to get a real estate partnership going, my own real estate fund, I want to raise money, I want to raise millions of dollars to get ready to do this, I got to have some kind of real estate experience. No, you don't. As a matter of fact, it's almost better that you don't. Because what I've found is when investors approach me and we work on this to complete for them, I have found those investors that don't have much real estate experience, they're actually easier to work with and to coach and teach through this process for them to get this going and get this ramped up. And that's not to say the folks that have experience are bad. They're not. It's just a lot of times, you know, so I have my set ways for 30 years. Somebody comes in here and says, well, Darren, here's kind of really how you should really do it. I may be thinking, well, geez, I don't know. So I run into that. But with people that don't have experience, I don't run into that. So that doesn't matter. So right now there's opportunity. Okay? There's opportunity. And here's why. Here's why there's opportunity. And here's why I'm getting the kind of emails and inquiries I'm getting on this. Okay? It has to do with this word right here. Buying properties at a discount. There will be real estate properties coming on the market. There'll be properties, there'll be real estate loans, there'll be partners and partnerships that exist already that want to be bought out. There will be so many opportunities to buy real estate at a discount. I mean, it's going to be ridiculous. It's going to be ridiculous. And there's going to be a few property types more than others. All right? Number one. Office is going to be huge, all right? Number two, retail will be huge. And by the way, one of our most successful properties we've owned, even though I'm a multifamily guy, was a retail property, okay? So there's plenty of money to be made here. Office, retail. Number three, what I consider commercial, and that'd be like commercial or development, like warehouse, development property, that kind of thing. And then four is going to be multifamily. I'm just going to put MF there for multifamily. The number of properties that will come on the market that will be available for just a fraction, tiny, tiny percentage of what the replacement cost is going to be unbelievable. And you're already starting to see some of this. Okay, this is the best to be in right now. Okay, there'll be fewer of these opportunities, so it's almost like here's where most of your opportunities are going to be, all the way down to the fewest number, but there will be opportunities in every single category. I mean, I could put self-storage in here, but I don't think you're going to see much in self-storage. I just don't. I think most of them are going to be right here. But here's where it's coming, folks. Here's where it's coming, right here, in one of these sectors, combination of these sectors. Okay? This is where it's coming. So, what do you do? Because you know properties are coming at a discount. You know this is coming. You know there's going to be properties in these categories that no matter, even if they're vacant, you know, a lot of vacancies, a lot of issues, there is always a price to buy them at where it makes great financial sense. Right? So even if I've got an office building, let's say it's 100% vacant, there's a price point I can buy that, still be fine, start slowly leasing it up, and I'm making huge double-digit returns. I'm buying it for $1 million. In 2 years, it's worth $4 million. I mean, I'm not saying that that's going to happen. I'm just giving as an example. But that's, in every category, that's going to be the case. So this is why I'm getting this, because they know, investors know, they're going to be able to be buying properties at a discount. It's going to be more up here, less down here, okay? All right, but well, there will be multifamily. So I get a lot of people that say, well, Darren, you keep saying multifamily is great and it's a great investment and it's going to be even better when we come out of this. It is, but here's the problem. Here's the problem, okay? Problem is multifamily investors are managed by people, okay? Multifamily communities are managed by people. So right now, our multifamily properties, we're collecting over 90% of our units. We're collecting, we're over 90% collected, okay? And the reason why is, just to keep this short, is we're good at managing our properties. We're good with our tenant communication. We're good at management. We're proactive. We're on it. There's a hell of a lot of people that aren't. There's a hell of a lot of people right now that are hurting, that own multifamily properties right now. Not because multifamily in and of itself is a bad investment. It's a great investment. People need a place to live. And I would argue it's the best one to be in, even during this, even after this virus. But here's the facts. The facts are, there are people that run these properties that are just freaking dysfunctional. They're not good. They're not good. So what happens? The properties start underperforming. The properties then can't make their loan payments. The properties try to go through some workout process with their lender. Oh, here, can we just maybe pay interest only? Can we defer? Can we do this? So, you know, there's going to be a period of time here of lenders helping because the lenders don't want to own the property. Then there's going to be finally, well, you know, we got to take the property back. Or we either take the property back or you sell the property and you sell it at a discount. Or there will also be lenders taking properties back and then you being able to buy them from the lender at a discount. Now, this is not just multifamily. This is for all properties, this kind of little this little process here. But multifamily is not going to be totally exempt from this just because it's multifamily, because it depends on people managing it, and some people are better managers than others. Bottom line, okay? So the question is, what are you going to do? What are you going to do when it comes to arguably one of the greatest periods of time that we will ever see to buy investment real estate? What are you going to do? I'll tell you what most people will do. Most people will do absolutely nothing. Yeah, I could have got involved in buying this. Yeah, this guy talked to me about getting involved in that. Yeah, I could have done this. Here's what most people will do, and then they'll whine and they'll bitch about it sometime down the road, or talk about how the other guy got lucky, pretty much. Okay, most people will do nothing. But those people that see what's going on and really want more, and really want to see the advantage, the opportunity that's coming like they've never seen before with commercial real estate, they're going to be putting together their own funds, their own real estate fund, and their own partnership in order to do what? To buy as much of this property as possible. And this is whether, by the way, this is whether they've got three partners or three members of their fund or 300 plus. Doesn't matter. It could be small. You know, it could be five guys. It could be two families. Or it could be 300. It doesn't matter. But they recognize we've got to do something here. And we can do it. We can be more powerful. We can own more. We can have a better, we can leave a better, we can have a better investment return and income by pooling our monies together versus trying to figure it out ourselves. And it doesn't matter what your net worth is, by the way. I don't give a shit. Your net worth could be $50 million. I mean, if you got 40 people with a net worth in the $50 million or more level, you're going to be in the marketplace a hell of a lot better and have more opportunities to buy than someone that's got two $20 million members. okay? But you don't have to have big net worth to do this. That's my point. It doesn't matter, okay? It doesn't matter. You want to be pooling your money together in order to have as much of a power and presence in the marketplace to buy as much of these opportunities that come available. And the fact of the matter is, the bigger you are, the more powerful and the more presence you're going to have. And for individuals to do that, yeah, there are individuals that can do that on their own. But even the biggest and brightest real estate minds have partnerships. Look at Sam Zell. Sam Zell is considered considered a genius when it comes to real estate investing. But his equity trust companies are what? Partnerships, pretty much. Individual investors investing in these through basically real estate investment trusts or other vehicles. Okay? So, if you have your own partnership, your own real estate fund, again, it can be small, 3-4 of you, it can be 300 of you, it doesn't matter. You have the ability to be more powerful in the marketplace to buy more and see more possibilities. It's that simple. It's that simple. Okay? And there's no right or wrong answer. You could put a fund or a partnership together to raise $1 million to buy, let's say, a whole bunch of single family homes in your market that you think are underpriced, condos, small apartment properties, small office properties, good. Or you could do 300 or more people, you know, you could raise $20, $30, $40 million, and now you're really out there looking. The other thing you can do is do your own research about this. Okay, here's what I mean. So, I read an article. Matter of fact, hold on just a second. All right, here's an article, Wall Street Journal. Okay, and what this article talks about is really two things. Number one, how families are stashing their cash in real estate. And by the way, get the April 22nd issue of Wall Street Journal. Okay, how families are stashing their cash in what? What are they stashing their cash in? Real estate, right? But the important point of that article is the big private equity funds, hedge funds, partnerships, right now they can't keep money out. I want to repeat myself. Right now, big private equity companies, money management firms, family offices, and I'm talking the big time players here, they're having trouble keeping people away from them. They don't want their investment. They're full at a time like this. Why? Why? Because they know what's coming. They know. They basically told their clients, they said, hey, we are going to get locked and loaded to buy as much investment real estate at a discount as possible because we know what's coming. And they can't keep people away. All right? So, again, you're more powerful in the marketplace when you have your own real estate partnership or real estate fund. Okay? You're able to buy more. The more you buy, the more money you're going to make, the more your income and net worth will be affected, not only you, but your partners, and they will love you for it. And you get to see more possibilities. The more opportunities that cross your desk, the more you're going to be able to act on something that's going to make sense. And you can't do that unless you are powerful in the market. And the way to get there is through your own real estate fund or real estate partnership. Doesn't matter what your experience is, okay? If you've got experience, you've been down the real estate investment road, you're going to have an advantage. But I've worked with many people over the years that didn't have that experience, and they came out really, really well. Okay, so what do you do? What do you do right now with this information? Well, you need to make a decision, okay? It's really this. Decision is what Darren is telling me, does this resonate with me or not? So there'll be some of you that have watched this so far that could care less and you have no interest in any of this, right? Fine, there's no wrong answer. But if this resonates with you, you just need to send me an email, okay? All right? Send me an email, and my email is underneath this video, by the video. My email address is around here somewhere, okay? And just basically let me know that you're interested in this, and we'll have a conversation. I love to do this kind of work. It's enjoyable. I love seeing the success of people. I love seeing what they do and everything that they get put in place to get this going. And once they've got a real estate fund and partnership going, it's a heck of a lot of fun. And the best part of it is, frankly, is after it's all done, then hearing about what they have purchased, how that's going, and all those kinds of things. And it's a heck of a lot of fun, okay? But you need to send me an email, let me know that you're interested, and we'll go from there. For some of you, this resonates, and I'm telling you, now is the time for this. Some of you aren't going to care. Here's the last thing I'll mention to you on this video about all of this, and it's this. I will get probably, and I'm just going to head this question off, I will get 30 or 40 of the same questions after people watch this video. And here's the question I will get. Do I have to deal with being a landlord? Do I need to know about property management? Do I need to know about all that management real estate stuff? The answer is no. No, you don't. As a matter of fact, part of the processes that we go through in creating a partnership for you is we put those pieces in place to substitute any lack, any place that you're not knowledgeable, any place that you don't really feel confident in your experience, we replace that and we talk about how you do that. So you don't have to have experience, you don't have to know about property management, you don't have to know about lease prices, you don't have to know about net leases versus gross leases, you don't need to know about any of that because we can plug in the resources that'll help you with that. It's really not that big of a deal to do that. It's really not. You will admittedly be better off. You'll get out of the starting blocks faster, okay, if you've got some of that knowledge. So, I mean, if you're me, I'm going to get out of the starting blocks a lot faster than someone that doesn't have that, you know, the 25, 30 years experience that I do. That's obvious. But if you don't have the experience, it's not that big of a deal. It really isn't. Just means it'll just take you a little bit more time to get ramped up, pretty much. All right, so send me an email. If this makes sense to you, I'd be very, very interested in having a conversation with you to see what you're thinking, what you're up to, and how we can help you get your own real estate partnership or real estate fund up and going. Okay? All right, thanks everybody. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thanks for joining Darren Garman's Paranoid Banker Podcast. For investment questions, comments, or to get in touch with Darren, go to www.garmanblog.com. Thanks for joining Darren Garman's Paranoid Banker Podcast. For investment questions, comments, or to get in touch with Darren, go to www.garmanblog.com.